One of the joys of being the person who really decides most of the time what we talk about is that I can talk about my particular little obsessions. And Boris Johnson is one of my particular little obsessions. And I think many political obituary writers in the UK are preparing their pens to write Boris Johnson's political obituary. But I would caution them to remember what a survivor he is. He is facing a wave of resignations. Only two members of his cabinet have resigned, but I think something like eight or nine junior ministers have resigned. Various other people from various other levels of government have resigned, and some very, very heavyweight ex-ministers and sort of grandees of the Tory party are saying that he should go. And this is all about the Conservative MP Chris Pincher. He resigned from his position as Deputy Chief Whip on the 30th of June after further allegations of sexual misconduct. There had been previous allegations about his behaviour. And Boris Johnson's thing was, oh dear, I accept his resignation, of course he must go, and this is entirely new to me. But then Lord MacDonald, a former top civil servant in the Foreign Office, said, no, 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 no. You are not telling the truth. Boris Johnson was briefed in person about a formal complaint into Chris Pincher's conduct, and that was in 2019 when Chris Pincher was a Foreign Office minister before he was promoted by Deputy Chief Whip. So the truth seems to be that Boris Johnson, knowing that there were these formal complaints about this man, promoted him to Deputy Chief Whip and then lied about it. And the common theme of the speeches and the statements from those people who are resigning is that integrity is more important than loyalty. They simply can no longer stand up in public or use their social media account to defend a prime minister and a party leadership that are shown to have little respect, if any, for integrity. Peter Anderson, our UK correspondent. Peter, what are the chances that Boris Johnson will... He won't quit, I doubt that, but what are the chances that he might be forced to quit?
John, good afternoon. I think Boris Johnson, it is fair to say, is one of the great political escapologists. He has been written off so many times in recent months, people saying, surely this must be the end. I think on this occasion, the momentum seems to be firmly against him. You mentioned the ministerial resignations. We have had a swathe in the last few minutes of further resignations, including one joint statement by five ministers together. And we now have a grand total of 27 resignations from government, among them 15 ministers, in addition to ministerial aides, a vice chair of the Conservative Party, also a couple of trade envoys, one of them to Kenya. This is a groundswell of opinion against Boris Johnson, and many people are saying he simply will not be able to survive this. In his favour, he faced a no-confidence vote among his MPs just a month ago. He won that, but still almost 150 of them said that he had lost their confidence. And under current rules, he cannot face another confidence vote among his MPs. However, the committee of backbench MPs sets its own rules. They are due to meet, first of all, this afternoon and then more formally over the coming days. And it is widely thought that they may decide to change the rules so that Boris Johnson can face another confidence vote. In simple terms, if a majority vote against him, he is out of office, has no option to re-stand, and the Conservatives will be looking for a new leader.
And what is it about the Chris Pincher matter that has turned, I mean, it was more than a trickle, but it wasn't yet a flood, and it's now potentially becoming a flood of objections. Is it simply that this is one too many examples of Boris Johnson playing fast and loose with the truth, or is there something particular about the Pincher matter which has got people's backs up in the way that it obviously has?
It has annoyed many people. It has exasperated many people. But I think the mood was summed up by Sajid Javid. He is one of the two big hitters who resigned overnight. The first was Rishi Sunak, our Chancellor, the Finance Minister, and the second, Sajid Javid, the Health Secretary. They are the two main resignations so far. And Sajid Javid, a short time ago, stood up in the House of Commons, and he talked about integrity. He talked about loyalty, which you referred to earlier. But he said that he had given the government, given Boris Johnson the benefit of the doubt enough times, and something was fundamentally wrong with government. And basically, in Sajid Javid's view, enough is enough. And I think that is the view of many people. Boris Johnson has faced criticisms of his leadership over illegal parties at number 10 Downing Street during lockdowns related to COVID. Boris Johnson was also fined for attending one of those parties. He's had that previous vote of confidence. His ethics advisor has resigned. He has lost by-elections. There has been a succession of bad news stories for Boris Johnson. And for many people, the saga over Chris Pincher, and I should say Chris Pincher, despite stepping down, does deny the claims against him. But the Chris Pincher affair does seem to have been the final straw. And the two big resignations yesterday has led to a trickle that has led now to a stream of resignations. And that is putting huge pressure on the British Prime Minister.
Thank you very much. The UK correspondent, Peter Anderson.